Good morning, my friend. Hello, hello. Full disclosure, I am making your Sunday recording on Saturday this week because my beau is coming over and he's going to be here in the morning, and I wanted to have this ready to go for you so I could then be present with him. I'm listening to today Lean On Me. I know that I'm always, always dating myself when I play the songs that have a connection for my childhood, but I don't care. I don't really have a thing about age. I feel lucky. I feel lucky to be here. Many of you know I went through a big period of thinking a lot about not being here and how I could not be here. And so age doesn't have much of a thing for me. And in fact, it's funny, this just dropped in. There was something I was reading, and in it, the author asked about a favorite movie. And one of my favorite movies is Harold and Maude. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Oh, I forgot. I forgot to turn down the music. I also forgot to tell you, I think, what I'm listening to. It's Lean On Me by Bill Withers. I don't know what year this was recorded, but I remember it from when I was a little kid. And today I'm going to be talking to you about friendship. And Lean On Me seemed like a really lovely song because we so depend on and lean on our friends in so many different ways. Okay, but back to Harold and Maude. I feel like a ping pong. I'm ping ponging a little bit right now. I love the movie Harold and Maude, and if you haven't seen it, watch it, because I'd love to hear what you think. But Maude is just one of my wonderful role models for being alive and full of vitality and following who she really is. Actually, it's been a really long time. I should watch it again. So good morning. Hello. And I've got friendship on my mind. And I guess it's not just maybe specifically friendship, but those connections to people we love, which, you know, I'm always talking about. But I had a wonderful, wonderful connection with a dear friend of mine yesterday. Hello, dear friend, if you're listening. And it made me think a lot about how important the people in our lives are. And I know that sounds obvious. And yet, oftentimes, and I know this is true for so many of us, is that, you know, we've got a lot to do. If you're raising kids, you've got kids. If you have a job, you've got the job. If you have a place you live to care for that and maintain the house and the car. Our bodies require so much attention. And sometimes I think it's possible that we can take the people we love for granted. And I guess, you know, that's a big reason why I do what I do. I've told this so many times, but it's still a great reminder for myself. And that's why I keep telling it, but that it's, you know, all those times I've been at funerals and people are telling those beautiful stories and, you know, they put photos everywhere of the person who has passed away, and everyone has some, you know, collection of memories that light them up about that person. And inevitably people lament that they didn't say these things to the person. Time got away, they meant to do it, they meant to create something special. And that's the big motivation for why I do what I do, which is that I don't want any of us, first of all, I don't want any of us to be on that side of regret, where we wish we had said something to someone. And on the other side of it, I don't want anyone to ever pass away without knowing how much they mattered to the people around them and why. You know, you guys know me, like that's the cornerstone of so much of, you know, particularly the love list, you know, letting people know exactly why they matter. And so this came up yesterday when I was visiting my friend. We were talking about you know, how wonderful it is to be seen and to be thought about. And I'd gotten in her car. She picked me up and we were going to go for a walk. And she had a bottle of water and a Clif Bar. And it touched me so much because she always does that. It's like, I know before I got in the car, she was thinking about me and knowing that I had taken the train over to come see her and that maybe I wouldn't want to be carrying water. I don't know, but it's just so thoughtful. And I had also brought her a gift that I had compiled over the last week or two that I'd been thinking about her a lot for something that is very important to her that's going on. And so it was a little bit of, well, not a little bit, it was a big theme gift and really fun for me to do. And so at some point during our time together, we were talking about how much we appreciated each other and how much we appreciate the thoughtfulness. And that knowing that someone had been thinking of you, you know, it's great, obviously. Please, let's all be present with the people that we love when we're with them. And it is very, very touching to know that someone has thought of us before. And what I was saying to my friend that is very true for me is when I'm creating a gift for someone like that, that takes, maybe it doesn't take a whole lot of time, but it takes a lot of heart and it takes a lot of focus on that person. It's something that fills me with joy and it fills me with love. And it's that expression, you know, priming the pump, where before we see someone, if we've created something for them or we thought about them or we wrote them a card or we made them a little drawing or we, you know, we bought their favorite bag of coffee or, you know, we thought ahead and thought, gosh, you know, I know she's been really working hard and so exhausted. I'm going to buy her this, you know, this wonderful like lavender bean bag for her eyes or, we, you know, whatever. But that's kind of, I guess, just the realm that I wanted to talk about right now. And I also know it's summertime, or at least we're heading into summer. So we've got Father's Day coming up. We've got a lot of graduations right now. Possibly, probably weddings. There's a lot of events where people are going, they're meeting some milestones in their lives. And, you know, how do we celebrate them is always a big question, right? I'm going to be sending with this LoveGram a link to my latest article on the website Kind Over Matter, which I love that site. And the article is about something I told you about a few weeks ago. I don't, you know, obviously, I know that you hear thousands and thousands of things. So, you know, it may not ring a bell. And also I know a lot of people miss things. So I'm going to put the link in. It's something that I call a musical memory lane. And I've just outlined the steps for how to create this special gift for someone. And it's very simple. It's really simple. I have 10 steps to do it, but they're actually very simple steps. And you could do this gift in, you know, less than half an hour for sure. But it's an example of something that we can do that shows someone how much we're thinking of them. It shows them the impact they've had on us because it's reminding them of special memories that we have with them. And it's also really connecting us to them, deepening our relationship, because whenever we take the time to let someone know a favorite memory or something that we reappreciate, it's we all know now, like the whole neuroplasticity of the brain and the connections that get made and how, you know, we can strengthen and deepen those kinds of grooves. And so the quote-unquote love grooves can be deepened that way, where we're reinforcing, you know, what's good and what's right and what we love. So Yeah. I'm gonna take a, I don't have my coffee right now, which I usually have, but I have some green juice, which is really good. Evolution green juice. That was like a little product placement, but I don't get paid for it. but it is very good juice. So that's what I want you to think about this week. And to really consider, is there, you know, is there someone in your life that maybe you're going to be talking to or seeing or connecting with somehow? And before you do so, there's a way in which you think about them in advance and maybe prepare something. You know, another example that I love, that it's so simple to do, and you guys have heard me talk about this before, but I have a picnic basket, sort of an old-fashioned, they're woven. I don't know what it's woven out of, but a wicker, that's what it is, right? I think it's called wicker. So I have that picnic basket, and then I just always have clean, you know, red and white checkered cloths and a, you know, tablecloth, and I always have some wine glasses in there and things like that. It's always sort of ready to go. And that's such an easy thing to do. If I know I'm going to see someone and say we're going to go to a park and take a walk or something, then I could bring some sparkly juice and a lime to make it fun and festive, and maybe some snacks or some pretty berries. It's not really so important what you bring, as that, again, it just adds that extra festive touch and tells the other person, oh, I was thinking about you and wanted to make this special. Like that. So that's the challenge for this week. You know, whether you want to make a musical memory lane for somebody, or you want to surprise them with a tiny, maybe you know, they love your banana bread and you think, oh, I'm just gonna bake some banana bread and wrap it up with a bow, you know, or I'm going to, you know, when I see this person, it can even be something where, you know, when I see them, I'm gonna tell them some things that I've really been thinking that I love about them, you know, and go beyond a little bit like that. It can be so simple. We all know this. It can be so simple. But I think that you'll find, I know that you'll find, that basking in that love will really make you feel good. And it's a great way to remind ourselves of what's really important, who's really important to us. So that we live the kind of lives where we're not the sort of people who, you know, when someone passes away, of course we grieve, of course we'll feel sad, but we won't feel regretful. You know, we won't feel regretful that they didn't know, or we didn't tell them enough, or, you know, we didn't surprise them enough. We're the sort of people who do that. And I really want to applaud you for that and to appreciate you for showing up in a way that really shows you care. Thank you. Speaking of showing up, thank you for being here with me, because it means so much. We'll listen to a tiny bit more of this song.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Thank you again for being here. I can't believe it's been, I started these back in March in 2020 when the pandemic started, and I can't believe we've been through so much together over the last year and some months, and I feel like this song is appropriate that way. I feel like I've really been able to lean on you, and hopefully you have felt like you could lean on me too, and that's what friends are for. Have a great week. Bye-bye.